Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 82 for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished lower in narrow trading on Wednesday, following losses in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from 60 cents to $2.50 below unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $464.80 a ton. That's down 80 cents, while the January contract was at $472.40 a ton. That's down 70 cents. The harvest continues to advance across much of Western Canada, which put pressure on prices. South America's soybean crop looks like it should be massive. Technical selling was a main feature of the day. However, on the other side, gains in Chicago soybeans were supportive, while the crush continues to run at a flat-out pace. Wet weather in Western Canada, particularly Alberta, is delaying the harvest. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 7 cents weaker. The November contract was at $9.45 a bushel. There are expectations that dry weather in the U.S. Midwest this week will give a boost to the U.S. harvest, which has been delayed up to this point by rain. Commercials continue to sell at a steady pace. Some investors have begun to position themselves for Friday's USDA quarterly stocks report. On the other side, demand has stayed strong. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.29 a bushel. Farmers in the U.S. Midwest likely have 5 or 6 days to harvest as much as they can before rain comes back early next week. Many fields are soaked in Iowa and more than a few combines are stalled, but the sun is out, so that may change before the weekend. The recent announcement that China is imposing an anti-subsidy dumping duty on U.S. exports of dry distillers' grains continues to be a bearish force in the market. And wheat was down half a cent, with the most active December contract at $4.03 a bushel. However, some of the more deferred contracts were stronger. The market was experiencing spillover losses in corn and soybeans, as well as the effects of a stronger U.S. dollar. Many analysts are expecting to see a slight reduction in production numbers in U.S. spring wheat coming out in Friday's USDA report. So that's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 28th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.